The Export-Import Bank of the United States provides loans and insurance to companies selling products overseas. It's been around since 1934, and its current charter expires September 30th. But as Congress prepares to convene next month, there is fierce debate about whether to renew it. Democratic Congressman Ron Kind says the Export-Import Bank has helped thousands of small businesses enter foreign markets.
And over the last few years alone, there's been over $4 billion worth of sales coming out of Wisconsin alone to foreign markets that the Export-Import Bank helped facilitate and offer insurance and loan guarantees to make that happen.
But some Republican lawmakers have raised questions about whether government should be competing with private banks in the export-import market. Republican Congressman Sean Duffy has said if the bank's charter is renewed, there should be significant reform. Export-Import Bank President Fred Hochberg says uncertainty about what Congress will do means businesses are leery about borrowing from them.
I'm confident we're going to get extended. I just don't know for how long. I don't know under what conditions. And that uncertainty is really not good. Not knowing week to week whether you're going to have the financial support or not is really not a way to build your business.
The U.S. House of Representatives heads back to Washington from their summer break September 8th. There are 10 session days for Congress to act on the Export-Import Bank's charter. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.